call them farmers because I've never, you know, been around a chicken farm or anything like that.
What do you think of a varmint is?
Some kind of, any kind of animal that destroys things. And the way I look at it, the way it's been, I've understood it, just like you just, a fox would kill a chicken, then wouldn't eat him, just leave him there, just kill him, just for the sake of killing.
Would you call a rat or a mouse a varmint?
No, you call them a rodent.
Mm-hmm. And a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees?
Squirrel.
What different kinds of squirrels are there?
I know there are two kinds. One's a flying squirrel and one's a not. Now, they always told me the flying squirrel wasn't good to eat.
Was what?
Wasn't good to eat.
I've never seen one. I've heard about them. Do they have them around here?
Mm-hmm. You can find them in the woods. Well, the way you can tell a flying squirrel, you see, a flying squirrel can fly from one. He looks just like the ordinary squirrel, but he can fly from one limb, from one tree to another. And usually where you see a flying squirrel, you won't see the other type of squirrel.
Why is that?
Not in that tree. I don't know.
Do you have something kind of like a squirrel, only it's smaller and has little stripes down its back?
Squirrel?
What about chipmunk or ground squirrel?
No, I've never seen them. You know, to actually see them in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
I have squirrels at home, so I know.
Huh?
I have squirrels at home where I live. They eat up all the fruit.
They eat what?
All the fruit.
Have you set up fruit trees?
Yeah, I got a couple of pear trees. They eat all the pears off my own. Didn't have many this year. And they were eating what was there.
How can you protect pear trees from squirrels?
You can.
I mean, it's nothing you
can
put on it.
Yeah, anything you put on. If you put anything that would kill the squirrel, it would be detrimental to you, so you wouldn't eat. There ain't nothing you can do.
What
Let's hope he leaves you some.
What different kinds of fish do you get around here?
We get all guffish, trout, croaker, sheephead, what do you call it? Flounder.
Uh-huh. Those are
from the red. Gulf? Yeah. Red snapper.
Mm-hmm.
Red.
What's a red look like?
A red look like normal fish. He's not. He's more of a grayish green to me. And he has a big black dot on his tail.
Uh-huh. Why's he called red?
Well, they call him a rat red.
Rat red?
Mm-hmm.
I think
well, he's caught in really where they really catch him. They catch him in the water where it's breaking. You know where the wave has come in, and
uh-huh.
it's and a lot of times it's kind of shallow. It's right there in the sand and in the deep.
Uh-huh.
And he looks more like the ground than anything.
Uh-huh.
That's the reason why I say he's not black. To me, he's kind of greenish. And then you get the red snapper. Well, you have to go out by two, at least 50-mile bank, you can get red snapper. You can get ling, you can get king.
Get what?
Ling, you can get king.
What's that?
Well, they're more or less more like game fish, king.
What's it look like?
Well, they're big rascals, big and black.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when he hits the hook, you got to have a good hook. And a good strong line, you got to be holding that rod. When he hits it, he just goes with all his strength.
Mm-hmm. You ever caught one?
Yeah, and this is a fight.
How long did it take you to pull him in?
Oh, you put him in 10, 15 minutes when you get kind of tired.